A new report published by the Arab Human Rights Organization UK is demanding justice for a group of West Bank parliamentarians. The four men, elected in the Palestinian Legislative Council elections of 2006, have been victims of continued Israeli aggression, including administrative detention and exile. Baroness Jenny Tong hosted the event, and though the meeting itself was not open to the media, the Liberal-Democrat pair was as outspoken as ever.
In the case of these parliamentarians, the Western governments, particularly the USA and my country, the UK, are famous for wanting to bring democracy to other countries in the world. When we have a perfect example of democracy in action in Palestine in 2006, when there was a properly monitored election, monitored by European members of parliament, the result was not accepted because the wrong people won. Now, that is an example of hypocrisy, not democracy.
The men in question, Mohamed Mahmoud Abu Tir, Ahmed Mohamed Atun, Mohamed Imran Tota, and the former Minister of Jerusalem Affairs, Khalid Ibrahim Abu Arafah, have all been repeatedly harassed and imprisoned.
Perhaps it tells you everything you need to know about the repressive conditions under which these members of parliament have been living, that not one was able to travel to the UK. No one was here to tell in their own words their story of suffering, virtual imprisonment, and basic denial of their human rights. And if this is the way in which parliamentarians are treated by the occupying forces, just watch hope for the rest of the population.
It seems the plight of the MPs is reflected in the wider Palestinian population in the West Bank.
If politicians have no rights, you can imagine on the ground, a mother, a family, a tradesperson, all of these people tonight were shown to be persecuted by the Israeli authorities who actually want to eliminate an Arab presence in Jerusalem.
The social and economic situation is quite, as I said, disheartening. House demolitions continue, denial of permits to build or to construct homes, expulsions. In a word, a situation of ethnic cleansing.
The sad irony is any move to hold Israel to account for its mistreatment of Palestinians will be severely hampered by Tel Aviv's close relationship with Washington. A position mirrored closely by London. It's now up to the people of those respective countries to force a change of policy. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.